Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. The Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, episode number 6. What is your PVI strategy? I've consumed many podcasts, audiobooks, blog posts, participated in events and conferences, and I'll be honest with you, at any given time, my head sort of spins when I think about all the content creation activities I should be doing right this minute. The problem is building a library of content takes a long time if you want to do it correctly. When you're starting on the ground floor, it can be a very daunting task. Believe me, I totally understand. In this episode, I'm going to share with you some strategies to consider if you're just getting into content marketing, or maybe you're looking to revamp your strategy and build a foundation to make money from content and blogging. But first things first, the question you're probably asking is, what should I do first to leverage content marketing and to begin to grow my influence online? Now, you might be thinking, should I write a blog post? Should I create a course? Should I work on a podcast? Should I do some social media? Should I write a video script? Should I update plugins? Should I create a book? Oh my God, there's so many things to do. The truth is, one must really do all of it. But there is a pattern to this madness, and while I actually do recommend going out and trying a little bit of everything to find your groove, if you're looking to get off the ground floor, it might make sense to stick with creating content. That will provide you with the most bang for your buck, and it's always a valuable activity to just create really great, valuable blog content. Where does one start when it comes to creating content? You might be asking yourself, what content creation activities will provide the most value to me given where I'm at in the process? Or how does one become influential online? Unfortunately, there's no magic formula. Gaining influence looks easy, but in reality, it's quite a lot of perseverance, hard work, and just plain pure luck. In reality, in order to become influential, one must first identify for whom they should become influential to. And this is sometimes a really challenging process. You have to first identify what are you really trying to do and really who are you trying to build influence to. I think a lot of people don't think about that and they just want to gather a really large audience of people. But in reality, that's really hard to do. It might make sense to start with a smaller affinity group of people or a smaller target audience of people that you think you can be influential to based on the products and services and ideas that you have and to the people that you think might be most receptive to them. It's always a good idea to start by researching your target audience and identify what might be an ideal medium for them to find you on, i.e. social media, podcast, platforms, etc. And what would they want to buy from you or receive from you in exchange for them coming to you? But most importantly, be sure to answer the question, how can you help them or how can I help them? That's always the best way to build audience, providing them with products and services that will help them. On my desktop computer, I have three characters, P, V, and I. It's actually right below my three C's, which I mentioned in episode 5, but P, V, I stands for product, visibility, and influence. And before I sit down to create any type of content, I first need to decide what activities am I trying to accomplish. Is it content I'm using to drive visibility or build influence, the V and the I, visibility and influence? Or am I working on my core product, the P? P is for product. Now, different pieces of content can drive different results. For example, Instagram photos may draw visibility for your brand, while an online course can draw influence and authority. Now, what if you have none of this? You don't have a blog or social following, course, etc. Then I recommend you start by building a very minimal product. First, focus on building out your product. That might be a website that highlights your physical product's benefits, or maybe an online course that teaches someone a new skill, an ebook that tells about a great story, or a blog that showcases your knowledge of a particular topic or subject. Now, the difference between a product and maybe content creation efforts in general is your product typically represents income. This is a key metric within your online marketing system that represents money earned. A product generates money for you. It's something that people typically buy. A course might be a good example of something that people buy, whereas a blog post might be something that people just find through search or through social. That's just growing your visibility. People are reaching you. This is an important step. and that most people often do in reverse. A lot of bloggers first go out and start by creating a bunch of content, but they don't really have the strategy for monetizing their efforts once they start to build an audience. Now, to be clear, this is perfectly fine strategy if you're not 100% sure of what you're trying to do, but you know that you want to blog. So go for it. I'm not telling you to stop what you're doing, but I want you to think smarter about the activities that you're taking in. And that's where PVI comes in, product visibility and influence. In fact, if you're not 100% clear yet on what you're blogging about, but you want to get started, then just go ahead and jump in, because you will find what you want to write about. I promise, if you put your best stuff out there and act in ways that brings value to others, the universe will deliver. Now, maybe you're on your second blog, or you've tried blogging in the past, but maybe you didn't really see a lot of results. And this could be because you were not really building out a solid sales marketing funnel. I think it's a good idea to spend some time building out your core product before you go start creating a bunch of content that is intended to build visibility. One word of caution, when I say product, I'm not saying spend thousands of dollars and hours building out a product with your first stroke of genius. What I recommend is building out, at a minimum, a small product that is often referred to as an MVP, or a minimum viable product. You should definitely look into the Lean Startup book by Eric Ries, as this talks a lot about what a minimum viable product is, and go out and test the market to see if your target audience, or anyone in general, would actually find this product of value. Now, I want to say that a product doesn't necessarily have to be like a software service. It can be something really simple. It could be a PDF download of a worksheet or a workbook, or it could be a free online course of a few videos. It just has to provide value to people, and people have to want to essentially enter their email address or give you money in exchange for downloading or entering into your private community. Now, that's what I want you to build out. I want you to build out stuff that people be willing to pay you for. That's what I mean when I talk about product. Also, your product may simply just be you. Maybe you're trying to get more freelance work, consulting gigs, or speaking engagements. And yes, of course, this is a very solid strategy. Then, if you're anything like me, your product is probably already pretty much perfect. Haha, just kidding, I'm not perfect. But think of ways content can help support and showcasing your passion. Instead of just blogging until your eyes bleed about anything you can think of how you can share videos and create an online course or an ebook. And when done correctly, online courses and ebooks are products you can either charge money for or make it where users enter their email address in exchange to access this content. So you can take that email address and then use it to build your influence and build your authority and essentially build audience. You need to drive people to your product. And there's a few ways of doing this. One could be by dumping a bunch of money into online ads such as Facebook. And that is a totally legit strategy if you have the resources to do that. Or maybe you want to play the long game and create a lot of high quality content that increases your visibility within search engines and grows your influence. Now, that brings me to my next point. In order to sell more product, you must gain influence. What makes someone influential? It can vary depending on their goals or their product, but typically comes from the form of showcasing one's knowledge or passion for a particular topic or industry. I know that's a pretty broad stroke at it, but that's basically what I'm going with right now. Maybe this sounds familiar to you. Maybe it sounds like blogging to you. That's exactly what I would hope. Here are some examples of proven ways to become influential in a particular space. A business news reporter who covers a particular beat is often considered influential because they're very knowledgeable of the industry, because they're in it every day, they show up every day, and that's what they know. They keep tabs on business trends to make sure that businesses who are within the industry are achieving a certain milestone, and they keep track of other influential people within the space. A reporter also has something that other people want, a media platform. The key to reporters' influence is their platform. Media outlets often control a lot of eyeballs, and that's an advertising industry term for having a lot of readers. Now, similarly, an Instagram fashion blogger has a lot of influence because they've gathered a large number of followers. And by sharing a photo or a video of a particular outfit, can generate buzz and a sales for that particular item. Although they don't work or own their social following on Instagram, they have gathered enough eyeballs to leverage influence, or at least until the social network changes its mind. Certain types of content are more prone to building influence over others, in my opinion, and that's where PVI comes in. This is when I sit down and decide what type of content am I working on and what will it do for me. Is it going to draw influence? Is it going to draw visibility? Or is it going to be part of my core product that people give me an email address for? Online courses, how-to videos, and value-driven content are more prone to amassing influence over simply a diary-style blog post. The medium can also drive influence. So, for example, a snappy short video that you share with a lot of useful information and motivation in 3 minutes can sometimes blow away a 1,500-word blog post. And this is often because videos get watched because they're short and easy to consume, while blog posts don't often get consumed, especially when they're super long. Search engines read them, but unfortunately, people don't always read them. Therefore, influence only happens when people actually consume your content. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't create blog content, but I think about the medium and the delivery methods for which your PVI activities include. I've outlined all sorts of content creation methods and where they land in the PVI strategy, and it's sort of hard to explain in the podcast, so I decided to create a free worksheet. Head on over to my site, blogyouwant.com/006, to download your PVI worksheet and see all of the content creation activities ranked by how they will help you either build influence, build your product, or grow visibility/authority. Now, it's nothing fancy, but I hope it will help you decide what content to work on next. My final thought here is, before you can become influential, you must learn to walk before you run. Certain types of content will help drive traffic to your website, while other content will help facilitate influence. It's hard to give a definite answer to what will work better for you, but test your skills and work towards driving consistent traffic to your website. Before you become influential, you must first create some visibility for yourself or your product. This might come with a blend of writing posts, doing social media, maybe even some paid advertising to kindle your campfire, figuratively. This is why having a monetized product set up on the other end of the funnel is so important. If you're spending money on ads or even just putting a lot of time into creating really great content, your efforts will be more fruitful if you are also earning money that you can at least recoup your time and monetary investment by having a product on the back end. Just to be clear, it's ideal, but not required to have a test product ready. But I think it makes perfect sense to start building out your initial product if you are able to identify what that product is for you and your particular marketing strategy. Again, it could be as simple as a PDF download ebook or a small web tool. It doesn't need to be a full-fledged SaaS product or something super elaborate. Just don't let this part stop you. You must continue to push forward to launch. Don't let perfection get in the way. Do you have an idea what you think comes first, a product or your blog? Please feel free to share it with me by heading on over to the site blogyouwant.com. And if you have questions or maybe you have an awesome win to share aside from what comes next, please do so. Mention it on Twitter, Instagram, or on my website, and I'll be sure to bring you on the show to talk about your success. Be sure to use the hashtag blogwin because it makes me feel good, and I appreciate that. If you're liking what you're hearing, be sure to leave a review or tell a friend, and head on over to blogyouwant.com to sign up for new episode alerts and other useful content. Thank you so much for listening.